Hi, I'm Marie.
And I'm Emily.
And we're registered dietitians who love to look at the research when it comes to all things diets and supplements.
With years of working with professional and collegiate athletes, we've seen it all, and we're here to set the record straight.
On this podcast, we break down popular diets and supplements to let you know what's legit
and what's BS.
All right, everybody, welcome to our inaugural podcast of RDs versus BS. How are you feeling, Emily?
Oh, I cannot wait to get started. You know, this is something that I feel like throughout the years, we'll touch base every once in a while, and just dietitian to dietitian, there's always things like this that we love talking about and getting into. So let's make a podcast about it. We can do it every week.
Yeah, there's just so much crazy information out there right now. I think that a lot of the people that we work with have similar questions. And so, yeah, we just kind of were talking about it. And it was like, why not make a podcast about this? Because there's so much BS out there. We could probably do a podcast every week for eternity. So the way that we're going to do this podcast, because there's just so much information and so much that we want to dive into on this podcast, we're really just going to do a surface level breakdown. But then we also have a YouTube channel that we will link with every episode where we go into the nutrition and supplement facts of any supplement that we talk about and really dig into the weeds there. So if that's something you're interested in, you can check out our YouTube channel and we will upload episodes that correspond with our podcast episodes.
You know, for today, something we really just wanted to start off this podcast with was Beachbody. So yeah, let's just dive right into it. So we're going to talk about Beachbody today, what it's all about, what an MLM structure. If you are not familiar with what that is, we'll talk all about MLM structures. We'll go into Beachbody's claims, offerings, testimonials, and at the very end, Marie and I like to give things a stamp of BS if they've earned it. So let's start out today. Marie, talk to us about Beachbody. What is it all about?
Alrighty, so Beachbody is a wellness and fitness company. They are an MLM company, like Emily said, that stands for multi-level marketing. And I will get into that in a second, what that means. And they were founded in 1998. They are most well known for their P90X and Insanity programs, which I actually did not know were affiliated with Beachbody until about a year ago. But this is a nutrition podcast, and we certainly cannot speak to the legitimacy of any of their workout programs. So we're going to be focusing on what Beachbody is offering from a nutrition and meal planning standpoint, because that's really been growing in their company. And I've really been seeing a lot more on social media about the nutrition side of their stuff rather than their workout side of stuff. So from a nutrition standpoint, Beachbody is best known for selling their protein supplement that is called Shakeology. Although they do have a ton of other products that are not quite as popular, but you can buy them in product packs, and we'll get into all of that later. There are a handful of programs that you can join. Some are nutrition mindfulness programs, some are portion control programs, and some are just like a diet plan type program. Their most popular one, and the one that we're going to be focusing on the most today, is called the 21-Day Fix. That's really the program that they use to rope people into Beachbody.
Right. Speaking of roping people in, Marie, talk to us a little bit about MLMs, because I think there can be some confusion behind, well, pyramid schemes. I've heard that before, and I've heard MLM, and I know something's illegal there, but I don't know what. So Marie, you know a lot about this. What can you tell us about MLMs and kind of what Beachbody has to do with that?
Yeah, I don't know why I have this morbid fascination with MLMs and pyramid schemes, but basically what an MLM structure looks like is there are independent consultants that sign on to work for Beachbody, but again, they are not actually employees of Beachbody, they're just independent consultants. So essentially when you sign on, and what Beachbody calls their consultants is coaches. So when you sign on to be a coach, you will get a discount on their products, but you also now have the opportunity, I put opportunities kind of in quotations, because we'll get to how much of an opportunity it actually is, that you now have the quote opportunity to sell the products to just like random outside people. So you can sell them to, you know, your neighbor or just like a random person, or, and what is way more profitable and what they really encourage you to do is to build a, what's called a downline or a team. So basically you recruit people to be coaches underneath you. If you can imagine, that then creates a structure that looks quite a lot like a pyramid. If you think about each person is like recruiting 4 to 6 people to work underneath them. So it is a pyramid structure, but technically it's not a pyramid scheme because they sell products. And so that is the legal distinction in the US right now, is that as long as you sell products outside of people within the company, it's not a pyramid scheme. However, Beachbody actually had to restructure a couple of years ago because they did get deemed a pyramid scheme, I believe.
Interesting. I did not know that.
So that's pretty interesting that they've kind of already been in some hot water for that. So, you know, there's a ton of podcasts and YouTube channels and all kinds of stuff that go into MLM structures and how scammy they are. And I'm not really going to get into that much here because this is a nutrition podcast, but I think it's really important to understand how that affects nutrition claims that come out of these companies. So first of all, according to the FTC, 99% of people that are in MLM structure companies lose or make no money. So think about that.
Gosh.
99% lose or make no money.
So what's the draw?
Yeah, so they basically sell this like dream, this dream life of work from home, work from your phone, stay home with your kids. They really prey upon people in vulnerable situations. So people who have just lost their job, people that have just had a kid, they say, oh, it's so easy. You know, you can just work from your phone. You can do this as a side hustle, be a boss babe, you know, all these kind of key words. But the evidence shows that 99% of people lose or don't make any money. The reason for that is you have to buy in to the program. So you have to buy a product pack. You have to buy something to get, even get into this program in the first place. And you have to have at least $100 continual monthly shipment to yourself to even stay active as a coach. So if you're not selling anything, but every month you have to buy $100 worth of product for yourself, like that's losing money right there. That's basically just buying a product. So anyways, what happens is it's much more profitable to recruit people below you because you get a commission not only on what those people sell, but also what they're buying for themselves. So if every single person underneath you has to buy $100 worth of product a month to stay active, you're getting a commission on them buying products for themselves and everybody underneath them buying products for themselves. So anyways, you got sort of this perfect storm of the majority, 99% of the consultants not making any money or just breaking even. So they've been convinced to quit their jobs. They've been convinced to stay strong. And then there's also the fallacy of sunk cost where they bought into this. So now they feel like they have to stay at it to get that money back, right? They don't want to just quit because now you've lost all that money that you've spent and you're selling this nutrition plan and these nutrition shakes. And since you're not technically an employee of Beachbody, you're an independent consultant, you can kind of get away with making some pretty outrageous claims about the product because that's what's going to sell, right? Saying, oh, hey, you know, Beachbody is one of many ways that people can achieve weight loss and like think about different ways to eat to be healthier, right? Like that doesn't really sell, especially we'll get later, because of the prices. I mean, the prices are astronomical, but right. What does sell is this completely changed my life. And this is the only way to do it. And this will cure your X, Y, and Z. This will cure your cancer. This will cure your acne. It's illegal to make claims like that, but because they don't work for Beachbody, right? They're just consultants of Beachbody. It's the independent consultant that would get in trouble with the FTC for that, not Beachbody themselves, because Beachbody's not making those claims. It's just the consultants. So you've got the consultants at the top of the trees teaching their downline what to say that sells. And again, these exaggerated claims are what sells. So that's happening. You've got people that are desperate to make money or make their money back because 99% of them are not making money. And so it's just this perfect storm of like this misinformation being able to get out. And we'll even look at it too. Beachbody's actual claims are a little bit sketchy and skewed as well. So it's just kind of this perfect storm of like pseudoscience and these false claims getting out and really not being able to get regulated because there's so many independent consultants. And, you know, ultimately the FTC is not going to typically go after like one individual, right? They're more focused on companies doing egregious things. So if Beachbody, the company's not the one making the claim, they're less likely to kind of go over and monitor, you know, all of the independent consultants that might be doing something wrong.
Absolutely. And yeah, I think it's interesting what you were saying about the claims, because each consultant can say whatever they want. But like you were saying, you know, the company is still making claims. So should we get into those a little bit?
Yeah, let's kind of dive into what Beachbody. So again, this is what Beachbody is claiming, not the independent consultant.
So this is straight off the beachbody.com website.
Yeah, we're going to get into what they say about their company in general, like their claims about the company, their claims about Shakeology, and their claims about their 21-day fix. And we'll kind of dissect it as we go through and see what we as dietitians have to say about their claims and their sources. So, Emily, I'll let you go ahead and start it off for us.
Yeah, so, you know, we're looking into Beachbody. And so what do? Look at their website, beachbody.com. The first thing you see when you go to the website is in big letters, it says lose up to 9 pounds in 14 days. If you're someone who needs to lose weight, this is awesome. 14 days, 9 pounds, love it. But something you'll hear us say a lot, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Anything, you know, claiming something that big, like, oh, you could lose up to all this weight in this really short amount of time, your red flag should be going up.
You know, as dietitians, the most that we would recommend someone who's trying to lose weight to lose in a week is 1 to 2 pounds. So if you're thinking about 14 days, like the max that we would recommend someone try to lose in that amount of time is 4 pounds. The reason for that is if you're losing more than that, you're not losing just fat. You're losing water weight and you're losing muscle mass. And typically that's not what people are trying to lose, right? Like you never hear right. people say, oh, I'm trying to lose 20 pounds of muscle, right? It's all just fat mass that people try to lose.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And also sustainability wise, you know, slow and steady. So if you are losing 9 pounds in 2 weeks, you're probably going to gain most of it back. But what's funny is, you know, we're always looking for disclaimers. So at the bottom of this website where they have this great big claim, you scroll all the way to the bottom and there's a little disclaimer that said, of course, the results are not guaranteed, but weight loss is the biggest claim here. You know, another line on the homepage says losing weight shouldn't be complicated, but, you know, these consultants are saying how this is a wellness company, but really, you know, we're just here to lose weight. Like it is a weight loss company. That is the marker of health we're going by here.
Yeah, it's very clear that in their minds, health and weight loss are synonymous.
Yes.
You know, something like, not that I'm promoting this company at all, but like a Weight Watchers is marketed as we're here to help you lose weight. The problem that I'm kind of already having with Beachbody is, again, they're trying to market themselves as like, oh, just general wellness, health, be your best self. But then it's like their only marker that they're using is weight loss. So,
right. Yeah, definitely. So to get into their claims around Shakeology, so like we said before, Shakeology is basically their protein shake. So what they say, again, this is coming from the Beachbody website. It helps you feel better, lose weight, curb cravings, benefit overall health, support healthy energy and healthy digestion, which, you know, this was just cracking both of us up. Like, what is healthy energy as opposed to unhealthy energy? So yeah, again, very general. Of course, there's always that disclaimer at the bottom from the Food and Drug Administration saying the statements haven't been approved by them. And just something to keep in mind. They have to make these claims very broad so that they don't get sued. So that's why it's saying things like healthy energy, healthy digestion.
The language is so flowery and it sounds so great. It's like, ooh, supporting my healthy energy.
Who doesn't want that?
And then you like take a step back. Yeah, and then you take a step back and you're like, wait, what does that even mean? What is healthy energy? There's no such thing. How specifically are you supporting these things, right? Like they can't give any answers to that. They kind of just use these broad, flowery terms with no data to back it up. And again, you know, I think it's important to say also that everything that they're selling from a product standpoint in terms of like their supplements and their nutrition lines, those are all supplements. So none of them have been evaluated by the FDA. I don't think people realize that supplements are not evaluated by the FDA or the USDA. So they do have to give that disclaimer. But again, it's like in size 2 font all the way at the very bottom. Like I barely even saw the asterisks after they were, you know, giving the claims because the asterisk itself is so small.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's not just Beachbody that does that, but it's just this flowery, oh, like, look at all this wellness we're going to be giving you. Don't ask us how.
Right. Exactly. And it's, we'll get into this, but to know how, you kind of have to buy into it. Well, you do have mm-hmm. to buy into it. It's, I mean, that's how they make their money. So mm-hmm. one last claim that we kind of wanted to get into. So this also has to do with Shakeology, but we found an actual research study. Yeah, Beachbody did an actual clinical trial on their Shakeology. It was published in a real journal. And what's interesting is, you know, they claimed from the study that Shakeology reduced the desire to eat by 58% when compared to a shake with the same calories. People ate less calories at their next meal, and 97% of people believed that the shake was a healthy investment. Okay, that all sounds great, and it's a study, so, the dietitians are going to love this, but, you know, we looked into how the actual study was done, because just because it's a study doesn't always mean that it's going to be a good study. So, first off, with this, there were only 50 participants in this study, so that's pretty small. The more, the better, and the more people in a study, the more legit the findings are going to be. So that's one thing to keep in mind. The second part, which this kind of just debunks this whole study for me, is that the actual Shakeology drink is filling because it has protein and fiber. In this study, they compared it to another drink that was the exact same amount of calories, but it was really low in fiber and protein. So low in the things that keep you full. So, you know, of course they're going to be feeling hungry if they're drinking something that doesn't have fiber and protein in it compared to Shakeology, which does. But, you know, most people don't know that. They might not know that protein and fiber is what keeps you full. So that's pretty misleading.
You know, I think a lot of people see the, 58% of people reported being less hungry when compared to drinking the same amount of calories in a different type of shake. And it makes it seem like there's something really special and magical and appetite suppressing about Shakeology. There's nothing at all groundbreaking about the Shakeology drink itself. It's just a high fiber, high protein shake, which is like very easy to find commercially outside of Beachbody. But again, it's just like super misleading because it makes the average consumer think that there's something special about Shakeology.
Right. Right. And another thing with this was, you know, 90% of people said that in the study said that Shakeology was a good investment. Well, you look at who they surveyed and it was either Beachbody coaches or people who bought the product regularly and drank it.
I said in my notes, I was like, this is like surveying everybody in a yoga class that goes 5 times a week because it was coaches or consumers who drank Shakeology at least 5 times a week was the people that they surveyed. Right. So it's like going into a yoga class of people that go 5 times a week and being like, do you like yoga? Do you think it's beneficial for your health? Of course, the people who go to yoga all the time are going to say, yeah, I love yoga. But then to take that and say, oh, 97% of people love yoga. It's like, no, 97% of people who do yoga regularly love yoga. Like, of course. Right. So I don't know. Again, it's not just Beachbody that does this, but this is why we're doing this podcast, right? Like, we just want to point this stuff out and kind of, when you break it down, it's a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, It is. So let's get into their offerings and testimonials, because I think, you know, this is really what it's all about. So like we said earlier on, we are going to talk mostly about the 21-day fix, because this is a challenge that we see is mostly heavily promoted by distributors. It's a challenge. It gets people in the door. People love stuff like this. There's a day, like I can do anything for 21 days. It's going to get me, you know, with my jump start to weight loss. We found a Healthline article that talks about the 21-day fix.
Real quick, I want to explain why we have to use the Healthline article. Because,
get into that.
Beachbody is super not forthcoming on their website about what all of their programs entail. Like, if you try to learn more information, because a lot of times they'll have a tab that says, like, learn more here, it takes you to a checkout page. For most of their stuff, it takes you immediately to a checkout page. So It's really hard to find the actual program breakdowns through the Beachbody website, unless we were going to pay, which, like, obviously we weren't going to, because we have no interest in joining Beachbody. I think part of this is because they assume that the coaches are recruiting people and kind of will give them information about it. But again, you then are relying on coaches giving accurate information, which we know doesn't happen. And I just think it's super sketchy that you have to pay into it to even, like, really know what it entails. So we found this article that is not affiliated with Beachbody, but yeah, it's funny that you, like, Beachbody won't even tell you what their program looks like until you buy it. I feel like a reputable, like a good ethical company would be pretty transparent about what you're buying into.
Yeah, absolutely. Instead of saying all these claims, buy into this and this will happen to you. And then once you pay money for it, of course you're going to be all about it because you're going to want to make it work. That's just how these things go. But Anyway, okay, 21-day fix. What you get is a couple of DVDs with a bunch of workouts, 21-day portion control system with the 7 color-coded containers. So that's a big thing that nutrition with Beachbody is all about, is these different containers like Tupperwares, and they each stand for a different type of food. So there's a certain size for fruit and carbs and veggies and protein. And based on who you are, you're supposed to have so many containers a day. So that's part of this 21-day fix. It comes with an eating plan, a guide. Ooh, I like this. A 3-day quick fix guide to use during the last 3 days of the 21-day fix for, in quotes, mind-blowing after pictures.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yes.
Super not sketchy at all.
No. And that's, we'll also get into the testimonials because found some very interesting stuff about that as well. But okay. So the 21-day fix is basically you're going to do all these workouts. You're going to start eating according to this portion control system and you're going to lose a ton of weight. So what is interesting about this 21-day fix is that you're supposed to buy $225 worth of supplements to support you throughout this 21-day fix. Of course, Shakeology is part of this, but there's also a ton of other supplements you're supposed to buy, gut supplements, green powder, detox supplement, all sorts of things. We can get into these. We won't right now because that would be another hour of the podcast. But if you're interested in learning more about, you know, what's in Shakeology, what's in all these different supplements, check out our YouTube because we'll get into all of that.
Yes, but I think we can pretty much sum up our conclusion from the YouTube that none of these are necessary.
No. No, you don't need to spend $225 on supplements to get healthy. You just don't. And if someone's telling you you do, then big red flag.
They're selling it to you. Again, these people aren't making money, so they're doing anything to sell this stuff to you. And think about their commission. If you buy the $225 pack of supplements versus if you just bought in to the like $100 Shakeology, right? They get more money.
People trying to make money. So I'm most excited about this part. So now we're really going to get into the nutrition of what they're saying. So basically, they do tell you that you need to calculate your own energy needs. So I like that they're not just saying one size fits all for every single person, because it doesn't. I mean, it's based on your height, weight, age, gender, activity level, all of that. But the equation they use to figure out how many calories you need in a day is literally just made up. Like, there is nothing behind that supporting that this is a proper way or even like a correct way to calculate your calories.
Their equation that they give you is your body weight in pounds, which, first off, like, I don't know if they're just trying to make that easier for the consumer, but I always see equations being in metric system. Like,
yeah, so it's almost kilograms. Always kilograms, right?
Yeah. Times 11, not sure where that's coming from, plus 400, which is supposed to be how many calories you burn in a workout, which is going to be totally different, not only from person to person, but from workout to workout. But apparently everybody's burning exactly 400 calories per workout, minus 750, which is supposed to give you your calorie deficit, which I think is like the 400 from the workout minus 750, or 750 minus 400 is like 350, right? That's correct. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
There you go. Which is like kind of a reasonable amount of calories that we would tell someone to reduce if they're trying to lose weight. But again, like, your pounds times 11, like, your baseline of this equation makes no sense. Okay. So just giving my own like personal needs. So I did this calculation, right? And I did a validated method called Mifflin St. George, which is like, if you're a dietitian, you know exactly what it is. It's been like shoved into your brain. It's just an equation that we use for really quick calculations. So I need about 2000 calories a day based off of my sex, my age, my activity level. Also just based off of my own knowledge of about how many calories I eat a day and maintaining my weight, I need about 2000 calories. This Beachbody equation is telling me to eat 1135 calories a day.
Wow. Cut it in half.
Insane. I mean, I would lose weight, but I would also
feel terrible.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's super dangerous to tell somebody to eat that little of food. That was like super alarming. Not only are they telling you to use an equation that's not validated, doing my own calculations, like, already it's coming out to be this super dangerous caloric number that they're telling you. And on top of that, you're doing, like, P90X is not easy. Insanity is not easy. I've done those before. Like, I've never followed the program, but I've done like a workout or two. Those are hard. And if you're starting a workout program for the first time, so your metabolism is going to like have a huge upswing and need a lot more calories to like keep up with that.
Able to complete the workout. Like, it's just, it's not enough. It's not enough. You're going to feel terrible. Probably pass out. Yeah. It's awful. All of it's awful. So yeah, I mean, that's just the calorie amount. And then, you know, another part of this 21-day fix is planning approved meals. So of course they have a list of approved foods and foods that are not approved. And to be honest, you know, overall, it's what you would think. The approved foods are vegetables and fruits, whole grain carbs, low fat proteins, healthy fats, seeds, oils, nut butter, stuff like that, you know, and they're all approved because they're healthy and this and that. But at any time, I, and I'm sure Marie agrees with me on this, you can't say there are good foods and there are bad foods, because that's just not how life works. And that's what they're doing here. I mean, the bad foods, not approved foods, are added sugars, refined carbs, processed foods, fried food, alcohol, all of this. Okay, these things might not be as healthy as all the approved foods, but they have a place in any, you know, anyone's diet. Like, a lot of refined carbs are enriched with vitamins and minerals. Like, they don't mention that. What are your thoughts on that, Marie?
Overall, I think Emily and I would kind of agree their quote approved foods are, yes, great foods that should, unless you're, you know, allergic to them or have some sort of medical condition, should absolutely make up the bulk of your diet. And if you go down to their quote restricted foods, yeah, I mean, of course you don't want the majority of your diet coming from these foods. But when you go up to proteins for their approved foods, it has sardines, skinless chicken, turkey breasts, lean ground chicken or turkey, fish. I'm not sure why that's separate from sardines. Whole eggs, eggs whites, Greek yogurt, Shakeology, tofu. Just say et cetera, but I see this all the time. There's no red meat listed on here.
Right.
And red meat is the best source of iron, except for maybe like an iron supplement. So I always think it's so interesting that they never recommend, you know, these programs never recommend having red meat in your diet. And having like a lean ground beef or a lean steak or a pork chop or something like that, again, that's going to give you a great source of iron. You don't need to eat it every day, but it frustrates me that always gets left out of this list.
It does. It does. And if you look at it, I mean, it could be a lean steak could look very similar to chicken. Like yeah. Same protein, very low in fat. It's just, yeah, cutting things out for no reason. Also notice, you know, under their carb list, bread is not listed, of course, but
yeah,
whole wheat bread, healthy. Yeah, it's just interesting. Also, something that's funny with this is 3 times a week, you can replace one carbohydrate portion with an approved treat. So these are the treats they list. Get excited. Dried fruit, dark chocolate chips, or a cookie made using the 21-day fix recipe. Ooh, I'm sure that's delicious and not just made of oats and bananas.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds so good.
Imagine eating like 1100 calories a day and it's like finally time for your dried fruit snack.
Like, oh my, I can't.
Your dark chocolate chips.
Come on, folks. Yeah. Like life is meant to be lived here. I don't know. But anyway.
I think another thing that's interesting in the restricted list is how they restrict processed foods as a category. And then it kind of says fast food, processed meats. You know, one of the things that really frustrates me when people generalize nutrition or, you know, try to package things into processed food, things into you know, good or bad or whatever, like do these black and white categories is technically anything that has been changed about any food is processing it. So if you cut vegetables, if you put them in the freezer, that's technically processing food. It's frustrating to me when people like give these black and white things when stuff is kind of a gray area. What are their thoughts on canned vegetables that haven't had any salt added to it? It's technically processed, but it's, you know, it's just been canned and packaged in a way that it's not going to go bad as quickly. And I feel like they would probably be okay with that. So
yeah, it's like if you're going to eat canned vegetables or no vegetables, I would 10 times out of 10 to say to eat the canned vegetables because it's vegetables. There's just, like you said, there's gray area.
They're continuing to drive this narrative of, oh, processing is bad. But it's like most people don't even know what the word processing means. They just assume putting a bunch of crap into it, which is sometimes the case.
Right. It is. Yeah, general statements like this, don't eat any processed food. It's just confusing for people.
Yeah, basically. Technically that would mean don't cut your potato.
Yeah, we're really getting into it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's our thoughts on those and then prices with all of that. I know we mentioned the 21-day fix. The supplements are about, you know, $255 and then... I mean,
That was on sale. $275. So Beachbody's having a sale right now, folks.
Yeah, sale. Everyone jump right onto it. Yeah, if you look at Shakeology, I mean, there was an interview with a former Beachbody coach, and they said that auto shipments turn out to be about $100 a month. It adds up. All this stuff adds up. They get you started with like a challenge pack and then things are pretty inexpensive. And then every month they charge you more and more.
I also think it's super weird, Emily, and we haven't even talked about this. Why can you not just buy one package of Shakeology? Right? Like, what other supplement can you think of that you have to auto ship it to yourself?
Right. These companies make money if people buy it over and over and over and over again. It's much easier to convince one person to buy a, you know, continually purchase Shakeology for an entire year than it is to convince 12 new people to buy it in 1 month. It's all about money. So there's nothing special. Like we said, there's nothing special about Shakeology. It's just a protein and fiber protein supplement. So sketchy. Speaking of sketchy, testimonials. So I feel like I need to hand this one off to Marie because she opened my eyes to this. And this is part of the reason why we even chose to do Beachbody. But Marie, you listened to a former Beachbody coach who told us about how these testimonial people were chosen and how they actually lost the weight. So do you want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah. So really quickly, she wasn't, and we will link on our website, we'll link the YouTube video that I learned this from. So she wasn't a coach. She was a infomercial participant.
Okay.
So she was an actress that signed up for the role of infomercial person. They do casting calls for their commercials. So basically, Beachbody's whole thing, wellness, weight loss, blah, blah, blah. And they give these amazing testimonials on their infomercials and online. And some of them are real people and real consultants, but a lot of them are actors. And basically what this girl described was that she went in for the casting. They gave her clothes that were two sizes too small. They had her take off all of her makeup, stand in this super slumpy way. So she just looks really sloppy, right? They then put her on a meal plan that was different than the Beachbody meal plan, which first of all, so you're not even having the people that you're doing your before and after pictures following the actual plan that you're then selling to people. They put her on a meal plan. She said she was eating for 9 months, 800 calories a day, is so, so dangerous.
Her metabolism was shot after.
Yeah. She said she lost her hair. She said she lost her period. She said all the people that were doing the like infomercial training with her, all the women lost their periods. They were like joking about it. I mean, that's really serious. When your body is not getting enough energy to support your hormones, that is super serious. That can, and I'll get into, you know, she did have really bad health effects for years to come after that. So you've got these people, you're starving them, you're giving them really terrible before pictures. And she said in the after picture, you know, they got all done up. She said it was like an even stricter diet a couple days before, and they put them in heels so that it gave their legs definition in the after picture, but like you can't see the feet to tell that they're in heels. They put them in the size clothes that fits this time, so they, you know, don't have any like fat bulges or anything like that. So while the pictures are not photoshopped, it was super skewed. It was a really fascinating interview. She was anonymous because I think she signed an FDA. So, you know, this is all just one person's testimonial, but it doesn't surprise me, you know, like, so don't fall for the before and after pictures and the testimonials either, because this girl was literally starving herself. She lost her period. She said she's still having issues with that to this day. And she said she immediately gained the weight back. Because it's not sustainable, right? 800 calories a day, not sustainable at all. So, you know, they put these people in my opinion, like a pretty unethical situation, get them to lose weight, not even following the Beachbody plan, slap their before and after picture, like on their infomercials and on their website. So it's all just super sketchy.
It is. And, you know, to be fair, the Beachbody at the bottom of their website part, the testimonials part, it does say in tiny letters, the testimonials featured may have used more than one Beachbody product or extended the program to achieve their maximum results. Now that I'm reading that, that doesn't exactly say that they used non-Beachbody things. So,
and also that wording.
Yeah.
Achieving your maximum result. Like, is there a maximum weight? I mean, I guess it would be a minimum weight, but it's like they're very obviously just trying to get people to lose a very specific number of pounds.
Yeah.
Right? Because In what other health marker do we say, oh, you've reached your maximum results?
Right.
Like, imagine, like, getting a cholesterol test and being like, oh, what a maximum cholesterol number you just hit. Like,
right. It's just wording. Crazy. It's, I don't
know. Yeah.
Sketchy. So, okay. We've gone through a lot. At the end of all of our episodes, we like to say whether or not we're giving whatever we're talking about the BS stamp. So, Shakeology first. My thoughts, you know, we get more into it in the YouTube channel, but I mean, it's a high protein filling protein shake. Is it expensive? Yes. Do you have to buy into this company to actually use it? Yes. The actual Shakeology, you know, it's an okay supplement. I'm a little torn on this. What do you think, Marie?
Yeah, I think for what it actually is, I'm leaning towards not stamping it.
Yeah.
Which is wild. This is our first product and I really thought we were going to BS stamp everything. But yeah, no, I mean, it is what it is. It's a super overpriced, high fiber, high protein shake that has nothing special to it. And if you buy it, you can buy into whatever company you want. I think it's important to know the ethics of what you're buying into. And if you are okay with that, then by all means. But for the actual product, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's necessary for health. It's not necessary for health, but it is what it is. And if you have money to spend and you don't really care about the ethics of the company, all right, just know what it is.
Ultimately. Know what it is. Be informed. So, okay, no BS stamp on the Shakeology there, but then let's get into the 21-day fix. So that's including the workouts, Shakeology, the portion control. I'm giving this the BS stamp solely based on their calorie number because
it's
dangerous and it's causing you to lose weight that you will gain back because it's not sustainable.
I fully 100% agree with that. No.
BS stamp for
BS stamp.
21-day fix. Beachbody overall, I mean, I think anytime it's an MLM, I'm probably going to give it the stamp. Just there are too many red flags. We looked at the testimonials, red flags there, red flags on the claims, not totally sound nutrition advice. Those are my thoughts. What do you think, Marie?
Yeah, I honestly can't get behind the ethics of an MLM company that's basically scamming all these independent consultants or just being the fact that they're just so not forthright about anything. There are so many ways, and we're about to get into alternatives, but like there's so many ways to get this exact same product essentially where you know exactly what you're buying into.
Right.
So
I agree.
Yes.
BS stamp.
Beachbody. We're stamping you.
We're stamping that. So like Marie said, alternatives. I mean, we're not just here to say this is BS, so don't do it. Alternatives, I mean, I know we didn't give the Shakeology a BS stamp, but honestly, if you like having a shake for breakfast, just make one yourself. Save the money, get more, you know, whole foods. Literally just choose a fruit, add some spinach, add some form of protein like Greek yogurt or milk and just go on your way. Save yourself some time and money and just do that.
If you do want a protein powder, there are so many products that are a high protein, high fiber, low sugar, low fat, moderate calorie shake or protein powder, which is what the Shakeology is. So there's so many products. I mean, off the top of my head, I'm thinking Muscle Milk is so inexpensive compared to this. You can find way better, higher quality, better certified products for way less money.
Marie, what do you think about, you know, just Beachbody in general and the whole nutrition and weight loss and exercise idea around Beachbody? Alternatives for that?
So, I mean, first of all, again, we didn't really go into the fitness side of things, but I have heard, and like I said, I've done P90X before, I've done Insanity. They're good workouts. I don't know if they're good for your body, especially like if you have injury and stuff like that. Obviously, we're not certified trainers, but I mean, you can go on YouTube and find any type of workout for free.
Right.
And I just don't, you know, if you're just looking for like good, fun workouts, YouTube is my suggestion. But for the same amount of money that you would spend getting sucked into Beachbody and sucked into that structure or sucked into the auto ship every month for protein you may or may not be drinking, I mean, you can just join a gym. You can hire a dietitian to help you with your very individualized needs, which is what we do. You know, we work, every single person that we work with has a totally different plan of action, goal setting than anybody else, right? So for the same amount of money, you can get these actual like legitimate resources. So right.
Yeah, always alternatives that yeah. We'd love to point out. So overall, you know, I think successful first episode.
Yes, really, I would have to give us a 10 out of 10.
Yes, 10 out of 10. We had fun. You know, I hope everyone learned a little bit of something. Like we said, we are going to post, you know, everything we talked about. We have citations for it. We're going to share the YouTube video with the Beachbody infomercial lady. And yeah, check it all out. And thank you for joining us for our first episode of RDs versus BS.
Yeah. And we would love to hear your feedback. If there is a specific company or product you want us to break down, we'd love to hear from you guys. So please contact us either through our website or you can DM us on Instagram. And yeah, we just want to hear what you guys want to learn about, because ultimately we're doing this for you.
That we are. Okay. So until next time, I am Emily.
And I'm Marie.
And don't let the BS get the best of you.